Speaking of which, what's going on with Wednesday?
I don't know. I wasn't really planning too strongly this week, I guess.
Well, I just need to know whether it is or isn't.
I'm gonna lean towards isn't then.
Okay. That way I'm
That is.
not, making plans around it that won't happen or
Does Wednesday
otherwise.
not exist anymore?
No, it
No, not
doesn't.
anymore. Wednesday has been recalled.
We voted to do away with Wednesday since it used to house Star Trek Voyager.
It's just been tainted for everyone.
We couldn't do away with that other day.
Which other day?
The one that's 2 days after Wednesday.
Saturday?
Arbor Day?
May Day?
I'm going to go with Arbor Day. I like that answer the best.
Sure, let's get rid of Arbor Day.
Trees.
Well, Mickey, some people do.
Well, you live in Dixon, so.
I never really understood that myself. Wouldn't that hurt? Wouldn't you get, like, splinters or something?
You I don't might. Know. Ask Mom.
I didn't know trees had nickels.
Wooden nickels. Cold start, thank you.
Superhero time with your hosts, XV.
Mostly I just feel left out of the cursing.
Hey Mickey.
Ah, bug, die.
Paladin. And Fort Max.
Not a real tape recorder.
So this is superhero time. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
Your XV.
Good news!
It's a suppository!
And, of
Write
course...
that down as an intro quote.
Actually, you're quite right. I have to do that right now. For starters, no good will come from this. It's Fort Max.
Say hello, Fort Max.
Hello?
I said good day, sir, Paladin.
Good day.
Good vibrations. Hey, Mickey.
Shit, yes.
And good grief, it's Barricade again.
I feel typecast at this point.
You want to expand on that a little for us?
You'll see with our power playback.
Oh,
so,
that kind
you
of
feel like you're made of metal?
No, possibly.
No, typecast, not diecast.
Oh.
Well, that's a lost art.
Ha. Ha, ha, ha.
Ha, old jokes.
That weren't funny at the time. Way to go. So, Mickey's back with us this week.
And
Was
we're
I
sorry.
Gone?
Yeah, you were on maternity leave last week.
Oh, that's right.
Or at least that's what I told everybody. I thought that was pretty clever.
Yeah, you're amazing.
I'm hilarious.
Define hilarious.
Boring. Tiresome.
Your mom. Wait, what are we talking about again?
We're talking about the news this week.
There isn't any news this week. It's a lot like last week. There's a new series based on something that I don't care about. And since that's the case, I have absolutely... What?
What is it called?
Garo.
Garo, yes.
I got some friends who talk it up like it's one of the best things ever, but I just haven't really watched it.
Mickey's kind of garbly.
He's always like that.
Well, he's not like buzzing. He's just like bad connection sounding.
It's like an echo.
No, it's not like an echo. It's more
Is
like...
Is that better?
Yes.
What'd you do, take the hat off?
Yep. No, I took the mic out and put it in again.
Weird, it didn't seem like that kind of problem.
Oh.
So yeah, I don't know anything about Garo. Which seems to go along with not caring about Garo. It's all like Ultraman that way.
Yeah, go figure.
We do the hard-hitting journalism for our listeners.
I don't know, have any of you watched any of the modern Ultraman series?
No.
No, I don't think so.
All I know is the theme song from when they brought it over here on 4Kids.
Ultraman Tiga. The 5 minutes of that I sat through constitutes all the Ultraman I've watched in 25 years, give or take. Although I seem to remember in the early 90s we got an Ultraman series syndicated in the U.S.
Yes, I can't remember what it was called, though. But I remember
can't remember anything about it.
It was around the same time that Sailor Moon was on the air.
Actually, I think it was a little bit before that.
Well, within a 2 or 3 year spread.
Oh, okay. I wasn't exactly sure how loosely you were using the term.
Was it Ultraman 7?
How could you tell?
That's just kind of what I remember in my head.
Were there 7 of them?
I'd never watched it.
Me either, but I remember that it existed. And that
to the internet to find out.
And that's the extent that I ever cared, too. Except to wonder, why do I remember an Ultraman show in the 90s? I wasn't in Japan.
I remember Ultraman merchandise in the 90s, but not a show.
Yeah, I remember that, too. And there was even a video game for
yes,
Super Nintendo, it was, I think.
Ultra 7.
Isn't that your mom's shoe size?
Too small.
Well, no, this can't be right. It says it originally aired in the 60s.
In
it does
Japan.
Say it aired on TNT in America. It doesn't give any times, though.
Well, what I'm thinking of couldn't be TNT because we didn't have cable when I remember it. I don't know. There was something, though, and it happened and at some point. I don't really care that much. I don't even know why we're talking about that.
Let's talk about Legos.
We have no news.
Well, we can't talk about Legos, but we can talk about alternative brand SnapFit building blocks, or whatever the non-brand name description for Lego-type blocks would be.
It's Kleenex, right?
Or aspirin.
Yeah.
Band-Aid. And I can't remember. Oh, Velcro. That was the other one. It's so sad when you have such a catchy brand name that it becomes a common word and you can't profit from it anymore.
Yeah, I may weep openly at the millions they're losing by having Velcro be a common word.
Yes, now it's Velcro brand hook and loop fasteners. Which really doesn't roll off the tongue quite as well, does it?
Not as well as your mom does.
She's got hooks in her loops.
Among other things.
So yeah, Mega Bloks Power Ranger stuff is coming out again. Which would be really exciting if we hadn't already seen what that's going to entail.
Right, which is mostly failure.
So I don't think you could make like a Mega Bloks Power Ranger set and not have a build of Megazord.
But they never have they?
It's Bandai, that's how.
Yeah, Bandai doesn't own Mega Bloks, doesn't it?
I think Mega Bloks owns Mega Bloks.
I thought they were, part of Bandai.
No, they're their own company. They almost went out of business a couple of years ago.
Is it just me, or is he doing it again?
Yes and yes.
Mickey, it might be time for a new microphone.
Better?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, MegaBlox is their own company. They almost went out of business a few years ago from the magnet thing that killed kids.
MegaBlox is owned by Mega Brands Incorporated. Oh.
But they had those magnet toys that kids swallowed pieces of, and they got stuck together in their stomachs and required surgery to get them out.
Remember those little bead toys that you sprayed water on, and they'd stick together in different patterns? Whatever happened to the company that made those and laced them with GHB?
Was it Magnetix?
That's the one I'm thinking of.
No, the magnetic thing that killed people. That's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. But as far as the GHB beads, I don't know. I never... I think that was Rozart, wasn't it?
Kind of sucks for Rozart, doesn't it?
Yeah, they're still around, so.
Obviously, nobody cared that much. Actually, after it was revealed they had the date rape drug in them, they probably had their best sales ever.
Oh, interesting. Rozart is actually owned by Mega Brands as well. It doesn't speak highly of them.
I was going to say, Mega Brands is making quite a pedigree for themselves.
Okay, let's see. The Aqua Beads were, Fleer Leisure Products of Britain. Now, Aqua Dots is Spin Master.
So, yes, this is Superhero Time, the Power Rangers podcast.
Well, when we feel like it is.
Crafts.
And date rape.
Remember, kids,
it's nicely into the Lisa Frank brand.
Remember, kids, as much as we might be laughing about it right now, date rape is no joke.
Unless you have a nickel.
I'm not sure if it counts as date rape if you pay for it.
Well, considering the mother's in question here, I'd say so.
That implies unwillingness.
I was going to say, you can't rape the willing. Maybe we should get back on track here.
Wait, before we get off the rape subject here. Here you go. Here's a video that explains to you that rape is wrong.
I don't think
so. Well, we don't have time for that right now.
Oh, come on.
Oh, fine.
Just cut to about 30 or 40 seconds in.
30 seconds. Oh, you know what? I've seen this before.
Okay.
It's only funny once.
No, it's funny every time. Should we start the show at some point?
I thought we already did.
Should we just call Mulligan?
No, look, we're still going.
We haven't met him yet.
Is Richard Mulligan still alive?
Who?
Oh, that's who.
Let's find out. Yes, believe it or not, we are in the middle of recording the show right now.
This is what happens when there's no news.
Richard Mulligan died in 2000.
Who the hell was he anyway?
Here, I'll show you.
Oh no.
No, it's a wiki page, so it's fine.
Yeah, right.
That's okay, you'll look at the picture and still not know who he is.
Wasn't he on Spin City?
I don't know. I only remember him from Empty Nest. Doesn't say he was on Spin City. Not that I see.
Okay, the only name I recognize on this resume is Oliver and Company.
You never watched Empty Nest?
No.
No, he was on Hey Arnold.
Alright, that's two.
That's right before he died of colorectal cancer.
Hey, Mickey, your 5 minutes is up.
Mm-hmm.
Microphone. This is going to be a fun one, isn't it?
Just like always.
Well, your connection hasn't died yet.
Yeah, Mickey seems to be getting it instead.
Your mom's getting it from me.
So yeah, Mega Bloks Power Rangers sets. Automatic fail?
Just as interesting as Samurai.
Well, look on the bright side. The last thing they did Mega Bloks sets of was Ninja Storm. Maybe that has something to do with it doing so badly.
See, the sad thing is I know Mega Bloks can turn out some really cool stuff sometimes.
Yeah, like those ELO sets are pretty neat.
And the Next Generation Enterprise set they put out a few years ago was awesome.
Did they?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, I've got most of it still left. It had a fall at one point. But yeah, it was the Enterprise D in Lego form, and it was f***ing awesome.
Well, if it's the Enterprise D, then it's supposed to be broken at this point.
I'll let Troy drive it.
Oh, women drivers.
Oh, there's a planet! I'll drive into it!
We should do a Star Trek podcast.
No.
Well, fine. You weren't invited anyway.
See, if you put Troy behind the wheel of the Voyager, we could just, like, solve all the problems in one episode because she was driven, you know, through the warp thingy and into a sun or something.
But she would have broken the warp 10 barrier first and turned everyone into salamanders.
Yeah.
Because, you know, she can't obey the speed limit either. Because she did the girl.
She was busy eating her chocolate ice cream.
That does sound good.
I never could relate to that. I don't like chocolate ice cream. Vanilla with chocolate on it, that's different. That's good.
Are you saying you're a woman?
No.
Troy would never be on Voyager because there's no men with beards for her to bang.
There weren't, were there?
No, it was a beardless show.
Weird.
Maybe that's the problem with it.
Well, if it would have gone on a couple of years, I'm pretty sure Janeway would have had a pretty good beard going. What else was there besides the Mega Bloks?
That's it.
Okay, start talking about date rape again.
Well, speaking of creepy behavior, we have some in this week's Samurai.
It's a little early to jump into that, isn't it?
We've been talking for 30 minutes now. How's it not too early?
We've only been recording for 16.
Oh.
It's not like it would kill us to have a shorter show.
He gets paid by the minute.
And yet somehow I can't refute Paladin's logic there. So, go, go, Samurai.
Samurai Forever.
We have more stalking.
With an Uzinator.
Well, we wondered how they would get around the part of the Shinkanger episode this is adapted from, wherein a little squid dude wanted to kill a bunch of schoolgirls or virgins or something.
And apparently he's also an octopus now.
Wait, are there any schoolgirl virgins in Japan?
Well, that's why I said one or the other.
Oh, okay.
And according to the videos I've seen.
All right. Just for want of any material, I'm going to save that one for an intro 1 week. I'll chuckle at it anyway.
But yes, the Saban Octoroo costume is... weird.
Well, the Japanese one was weird also.
Weirder in the fact that because of the way the tentacles are, you can see his beak that he has for some reason.
Yeah, that was kind of odd looking.
Not the worst U.S. costume, though.
What is the worst U.S. costume?
Season 3 Goldar.
What was wrong with Season 3 Goldar?
His face was too small for the helmet.
And this was different from Season 2?
Yes.
I'll have to go look at that later. I never noticed, but then I'm not Fort Max. Woo! But yeah, instead of wanting to sacrifice a bunch of schoolgirls down a well to open the floodgates, instead they stole children's toys.
To make them cry.
Yeah.
That episode sounds hilarious.
Well, it was until they got to the part where Rick Medina was playing the Bachelorette with Dayu.
I'm assuming that's from Shinkenger also?
Yeah. It didn't make much more sense there either.
I feel like at any time I could just drop Samurai and pick up at the appropriate point in Shinkenger and not be lost.
I can't say that at this point.
The only thing you'd have is different accents.
Better
you
acting?
Wouldn't be acting as much.
Right. And just generally better looking actors.
Oh, shit.
I kind of like the girl who plays Mia.
So, yeah, stuff.
And they stole the mascot from Bulk and Spike.
Right.
And Antonio is a stalker.
Yeah, that part was a little bit, kind of questionable, too.
Well, par for the course for Samurai, though, still.
But remember, it's not illegal as long as you don't record sound.
I'm not sure that's entirely accurate.
It's not illegal as long as you don't get caught.
Well, that's true of a lot of things, Barricade.
And they first mentioned the Claw Zord this week.
Now, in Shinkanger, wasn't Ebi Origami completely created by Genta?
Yes.
They kind of messed with that a little bit here.
Well, no, at least they're doing something original.
Okay, I can't hear either one of you.
At least they're doing something original.
And to be fair, it's no more than they've messed with anything else in the series.
Yeah, I guess at least it is a little different.
How did Genta create a Zord?
With text messaging.
Because
he's Genta and he does things like that.
I hope he's got that covered in his data plan.
Okay, now it's Mickey's microphone.
Red five.
I think Mickey just said something interesting there, but I can't hear it.
F***ing bullshit.
That's what I thought you said. Are we having fun yet? That's what I thought. So, what'll it be?
Who's got the mech tech weapon?
Not me.
What'll it be next episode when we get the lobster claw squid octozord thing?
Probably, and when's the next episode? A couple weeks away?
I don't know. I don't keep up with the schedule. Fort Max?
I don't know.
Damn it.
The important thing is when we get the toy.
Never.
Yeah, I guess 60% chance on never right now.
Well, now, to be fair, even during RPM, all the deluxe Zords did come out.
No, not all of them.
Which one didn't come out?
The black repaint.
That was never one to begin with.
Yeah, the black engine, the samurai.
Engine Die Shogun.
Whatever. That was never anything in the U.S. except for one of the Micro Zords.
Well, never got it in the U.S. either.
But we're not talking about the Micro Zords, we're talking about the Deluxe Megazords, and all the Deluxe ones that they intended to produce did make it out.
Technically.
What about Wolzard?
Talking about for RPM.
He was in RPM.
Yeah, Paladin, what's up with you?
He was in that one episode.
Which one?
The one that had the guest spot from...
From the show that you don't know what we're talking about.
Yes.
Well played. Yeah, it's kind of sad that the only way to get the deluxe version of the Centaurus Wolf Megazord in the U.S. was to go to Big Lots.
I kind of wish I had done that now, but...
Yeah, I've got one of those around. I kind of wanted to get a second one to paint in red, but never could find one again. Of course, in England, they got the actual legitimate deluxe toy of that for some reason.
Well, English people suck.
Well, no, not all of them. The one that got me Wind Charger for cheap doesn't suck. So, ha-ha.
Yeah, but the rest of them are tea-swilling bastards.
Yeah.
But they have lovely accents.
Only if they're Scottish.
No, those are pretty accents.
Or Irish. Irish accents are pretty awesome. You should listen to Fanboy Versus one weekend just to hear McFeely talk.
I've been on RFC when McFeely was on.
What?
I've been on RFC when McFeely was on. I know what he sounds like.
RFC?
Well, kinda.
I don't remember.
Didn't say a lot.
Well, then what was the point of even being on RFC?
That's a good question.
Well, that must be why you were never back again. Okay, so Fort Max just showed us screenshots of Goldar, and which one's which?
The first one, Season 2, second one, Season 3.
There had to be some kind of intentional change.
Maybe the suit was already starting to fall apart.
I wouldn't be surprised. Either that or they wanted to improve on the animatronics in the mask.
And they probably just... Well, probably they did a new mask and it didn't fit right, and... Who cares?
Sounds about right.
There was a lot of who cares part, especially.
Yeah, there was a lot of that going on around then, wasn't there?
Well, I meant right now.
Well, yeah, that too. Shut up, Fort Max. So did we ever figure out when the next episode of Samurai is going to be on?
No, I think we stopped caring first.
Might just
Damn
be
it,
next
Fort Max.
Week.
What?
Might just be next week and they didn't bother to show a preview.
Well, I have no idea.
Usually if they don't show a preview, that means there isn't one.
Except for the times that they've shown previews that there was a new one.
Well,
what?
The times
well,
that
they
didn't show a preview,
didn't
but
show
there
previews and there was a new episode, so...
But sometimes there is new episodes when there's not previews of them not showing what's new to next week.
Let's see if... Okay, the next episode, Team Spirit, is May 21st. That's next weekend.
Yeah.
That's the Rapture, isn't it?
Says who?
Oh, that's who.
I didn't realize he was a religious scholar also.
Wait, there's Rapture
coming? I
thought
he just ran an orphanage. What?
There's Rapture's coming? I didn't get a shot.
Yeah, probably. It was started by some guy.
I need to get a diver suit.
Why a diver suit?
Rapture.
Bioshock?
I get it.
No, see, when the rapture comes, what you do is break into all the Christians' houses and take their stuff. They're not going to need it anymore.
But there'll be raptors in there. The raptors come and take all the good people to heaven.
Yes, well, if that is the case, hopefully it's before the episode of Samurai airs.
Maybe the episode will cause the rapture.
They shouldn't let dinosaurs be able to open doors. That's not right.
Well, how would you stop them?
Well, they shouldn't know how. Raptors are too smart.
Like rats. And pigs. Pigs are really smart, too.
Can we consider this show our new Godzilla episode?
But, you know, pigs don't have the right kind of feet to ride a motorcycle.
But you can put lots of makeup on a pig to make it pretty.
A bear can ride a motorcycle, but it's not as smart as a pig.
Bear can drive a car.
How can that be?
Maybe that was too obscure of a reference.
No. Fort Max got it pretty much instantly, so.
No, the one I made.
Oh. I'm sorry, I wasn't listening.
What?
Exactly.
We were talking about something, weren't we?
I think we were talking about Samurai. Well, yeah, there's a Samurai episode next week, so.
Right.
Well, this week.
The hell was that?
Sound like a modem.
I unplugged my mic and plugged it back in.
Yeah, but that doesn't fix anybody else.
Everyone's sounding fine to me.
Have y'all tried unplugging your mics?
Everybody sounds terrible to me.
Is it me you're looking for?
No, I'm looking for a pair of droids.
Oh, this is going to be a good time to fix later.
I take it you'll be needing my recording.
I don't know, your recordings usually sound pretty bad, too. Considering that you're louder than everything else on them. Okay, so while it lasts, why don't we move on to Gokaiger? Yay, pirates.
Yo-ho, yo-ho, Gokai-ni. Yo-ho, yo-ho, Tsukai-ni. Yo-ho, yo-ho, Sakomo, Abe-ni, Ikuze.
Yay, I'm.
What?
I'm.
You're what?
You're what?
Obvious jokes. Yeah, actually, based on the preview last week, I was kind of not looking forward to this episode, but it turned out to be really great.
Yeah.
Which basically proves Gokaiger can do no wrong.
I don't know. They still have to meet the Ghostakers at some point.
But maybe they'll shoot them.
Well, the Gokaiders will still do no wrong. The Ghostakers will be the ones f***ing everything up.
Right. It's not the Gokaiger's fault that the Ghostakers ruin their episode. I'm just curious about what will happen when they meet the Goangers.
Fun will be had.
Because I, nope. I want like this whole sequence with Navi and Bomper talking.
That would be great. I'm wondering which cast member from the Goangers they're going to meet.
I'm guessing Gold.
You think?
Because it doesn't seem like he has anything else to do ever, because he's just all over the place. I think he sings, too.
Yeah, this one is great in how, of course, I'm just accidentally, unintentionally gets the rest of her crew pissed off at the guy who kidnapped her.
Without knowing it's the guy who kidnapped her.
Well, the best part started when she just effortlessly disarmed him and kicked him to the floor.
Yeah. After figuring out that he was just holding like a Diaclone Megatron.
No, that was obviously a Browning.
She should have been more careful with it. That's worth money.
Yeah, he could have sold that to pay off the debt.
Yes. I like how he described his loan shark as being stereotypical.
Yeah.
It's very aware, isn't it?
And then just calmly calls Milfy and says, yeah, I've been kidnapped. Can you bring some money over?
Well, she doesn't even say it like that. She just explains that she's with her kidnapper.
Yeah.
And needs 300 million yen. No big deal.
They actually have 300 million yen lying around in the galleon?
Well, they probably have stuff they could sell for 300 million yen. They are pirates.
Yeah,
Marvelous would just make Milfy sell off one of her rings again. Remember, they
maybe they could sell Doc.
No, Doc's too
useful. But he's only worth 1,000.
Besides, he's useful to have around the ship. Who would do the cleaning and cooking otherwise?
Nevi.
Huh?
Nevi doesn't have any thumbs.
Didn't stop her from operating the control panel.
Yeah, Fort Mac, they're probably going to need your recording this week. Besides, Nevi won't do any work around the ship because Marvelous keeps calling her Bird.
Well, that's the word.
But not the name.
What?
The Monster of the Week. Does anyone else think it looks like some kind of Lady Gaga costume gone wrong?
Reminds me of Lady Gaga costume.
What?
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 It reminds me of an old Digimon whose name I can't remember.
Which one?
Yakumon?
If that's the Clam one, then yeah.
Was it Clammon?
Nah.
Was it Chlamydiamon?
That's Chlamydia Mom.
Chlamydiamon's attack would be the clap. Or is that syphilis?
Yep, that's the one. Sakomon.
She did evolve into Crabmon.
Crabsmon?
Yeah.
It's the Digivolves to Octomom. Oh, God.
This is our worst show this month.
Why just this month?
Well, we have to have had worse shows than this.
I don't know.
This is just the worst one lately.
Yeah, this isn't as bad as our Tirnanog episode.
That wasn't bad.
That was funny.
Now imagining Octomom digivolving to Metal Octomom. And terrifying, like the end of Superman 3, that with the candle cybernetic.
That's terrible. And funny. But mostly terrible.
So are we.
Well, yeah. So yeah, Aim gets kidnapped. Aim unkidnaps herself, and then hilarious hijinks ensue.
Comic and we've got a magic MacGuffin for the episode, which constantly has to be restated by everybody.
What was the name of that again?
Puzzle.
Isn't that Oz's new form?
Maybe, but it doesn't have a catchy song to go with it.
So
Fort Max, work out something for us there.
I got nothing.
So it's a nickel that emits lots of poisonous gas?
Must have fell from someone's mother.
Well,
it looked a little bit big to be a nickel.
Well, these are Japanese
actors.
It's
a space nickel.
Yeah, they've got very small hands.
I would have liked if Doc was wrong and it just exploded in the salt water, destroyed the whole planet.
They can't end it that quick. They got toys to sell.
Yeah, that would have ended
the show too soon.
It could have destroyed all the oceans.
Would have been a little inconvenient.
And this isn't Kabuto, so...
Then how could they make a show of it?
I see what you did there.
I don't know where to take it, though.
But yeah, it should be like sodium metal where it explodes on contact with water.
It's just Alka-Seltzer. Their neurotoxin is just carbonation.
Plop, plop, fizz, fizz.
Oh, what a horrible death it is.
I bet that's what the monster said.
And of course, the monster really just happens to be... Well, just a bad day for him.
He wasn't even supposed to be there that day.
Okay, there's two Clerks references. Can we get a third in this episode?
What?
Never mind.
I couldn't even tell what you said. The connection's too bad.
Said that was two Clerks references already.
Oh.
This episode sucks.
What?
Would that be the intro?
Only this episode? Well, I would use that for the intro, but the sound quality's too bad.
I'm going to go get a drink. He'll keep talking.
So, deadbeat kidnapper just decides to go on living his life in a new way, and he probably won't get the money and will be horribly murdered by that loan shark.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking,
the loan sharks don't murder people. Then how are they going to get their money?
They'll figure out a way to fake life insurance.
They'll break your kneecaps.
Maybe take a hand. Okay, hold that thought. I'll be back in a minute.
And yeah, we lost XV.
Oh, crap.
I'm back. What'd I miss?
XV's gone.
Of course.
What?
Damn.
Okay, you're back.
Maybe my sound quality will hold up now.
It won't.
Well, you sound better already.
That's because I went to go get liquor, that's why.
You sound terrible. I wonder how many times I could make him plug his microphone in and out just by pretending his sound quality is bad.
Well, I'm not doing it anymore, so you're just going to deal with it.
Keep tossing him nickels.
So, apparently to form Shinken Gokaio, they first have to use the Gowranger keys and then the Shinkanger keys.
That's not too convenient.
Yeah, they need a shortcut.
They made it even longer by starting with Dekagokaio.
Well, they need to sell the toys.
Guns. At least they didn't use Magigokaio.
Yeah, as long as they don't do that, I'm fine with it.
They haven't used Gekigokaio since the first appearance.
Well, there is no Gekigokaio. There's just Gokaio that shoots out Geki beasts.
There's no profiting from that one.
Right.
And it's stupid.
And I
imagine, that too.
I imagine the Car Ranger power-up will be the same way. No toy support, so it's just going to come and go and never be seen again.
Yeah. Car Ranger was a comedy, so I'm looking forward to next episode.
I wonder if it'll have a big jacket for the Megazord.
Maybe that's what the upgrade will be.
That'd be great.
Well, if the upgrade was Justin...
That'd be a downgrade.
On the other hand, though, if they adapt Gokaiger and, you know, keep the format the same, they could get Justin's actor to come and guest star in that episode.
Well, as long as he's not busy doing anything else.
He isn't.
Of course, I also wanted him to be the mentor for RPM, and that didn't happen either. Although, I think getting Dr. K was a better deal.
Yeah.
So, I was going to say something, but I don't remember now.
We had Ginga Man this week as the big power set.
Yeah. And that sure was Ginga Man.
It was colossally unimpressive. I can see why Japan hated Ginga Man.
Yeah, that would have been a lot better if it was Lost Galaxy instead.
I wonder if Ginga Man is a lot like Gosager.
It couldn't be.
Nothing's that bad.
Because Sentai couldn't be on the air this long after it.
Well, I mean, it's not like Gosager killed Sentai.
That's because the Gokaigers came along to save it.
And speaking of, we did get the first use of Gosager powers.
No, we didn't.
It wasn't the first use, but it was a use.
I think we used Gosager powers in the first episode. Maybe the second.
That was the first. So, I think
it's
that
okay, Formax is just wrong. We're used to
Gokaiger it. Gokaiger is probably this good because Gosager was that bad. They realized, we got to pull out all the stops and make something to make people like Sentai again, so
yeah,
let's just give them everything.
Of course, one thing that I do like is at how, when they're fighting in the suits, you can actually tell just by the choreography that, yeah, they're using the same styles that the characters use, well, that the character actors use. Whereas in previous series, the in-suit fighting styles were basically interchangeable.
I don't know if I remember that from old series, but I have noticed it in this series that I'm always fights like I'm, whether in a suit or not.
Yeah. And Gokaiger was also the first time that Kieran Ranger's fighting was ever Drunken Fist style.
Like, ever properly Drunken Fist?
Well, it wasn't very drunk. That's the part it was missing.
Well, that's more difficult to choreograph, I suppose. Either that or in 1993 they didn't really care that much.
That's always a possibility.
Yeah.
They didn't really care with that beyond the stock roll call pose.
You know, one part I liked about this episode is when the other four were looking for Aim, they kept going around with all their weapons out like they were going to roll a hit on somebody.
And when they came in the building, they were all just shooting like crazy.
Yes. And of course, Marvelous being Marvelous on the phone to the kidnapper. But, you know, it all suddenly made sense to me with this episode that there is a reason for Marvelous to be as awesome as he is. Because he basically has to be every Red Ranger ever.
So times when he isn't awesome, like when he sucks at cards, is the go say red part of him?
Yeah, probably.
Yes.
Though, sadly, he has not driven a car at a monster yet.
Maybe next week.
He still has to wrestle panda bears, too.
Well, no, it won't be next week. He has to learn traffic safety next week.
Yes, but before he learns traffic safety would be the perfect time to ram a car into a
monster.
And in between, he can learn to stop evil pizzas with a stoplight.
Right.
And then toss her salads.
Yes, I know that there's not going to be any reference to coming there to toss their salad, and that just makes me sad.
That line is funnier and funnier the longer it's been since it happened.
It's funnier and funnier the more times you hear it.
I wonder if they knew when they wrote it back then.
No. No, it was stupid the first time. It just, you know, was subsequently...
Or someone probably did, and no one else noticed.
We're here to toss your salad.
On Superhero
Time. I could understand it as one of the writers going, hey, want to see if anyone will notice this?
Kind of like that bit from Animaniacs?
Yeah.
Which one? You mean the entire series?
Yeah. I think Tiny Toons had a few of those, too. But, yeah, Animaniacs really...
This one, just for reference.
That's the Fingerprints clip?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the Fingerprints clip. Okay, I don't remember that one at all. Where were we?
Something about salad.
Yeah. Okay. So I also like how when the creatures come and start, picking up the monster for kidnapping her, she's like, "Okay, sure, why not?"
Well, I mean, they would have had to anyway.
Yeah.
Just go with it.
Yeah.
That's kind of a bitch move, though.
It's not hurting anything except for the monster.
And he was going to get blown up anyway.
Twice. It's always twice. The only difference between this and Shinkanger is that there's not an in-story reason for them to always get blown up twice.
I wonder if Commander Nepotism would grow big if he got hit.
Would they fire the lasers at him?
Well, it depends how sick of him they are.
By this point, they'd probably fire the lasers just to blow him up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. If they're that sick of him, well, of course they're going to fire the lasers at him to make him grow, because, well, they have to blow him up twice, so...
Yeah, he has to explode once before he can grow.
And I wonder what he'll sound like when he does that.
A little bitch, but bigger.
So, himself?
Yes. Yeah. So that was fun. Kind of. I guess now we can go on to O's.
Okay.
Come on.
Come on!
So this is part two of AG's Stalker and stuff.
Yeah, so Ankh starts off the episode with being as awesome as possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a dick move.
No, not really. The guy deserved it.
Yeah, you know, Ankh and Marvelous need to meet and have an awesome contest.
Ankh was so awesome in that first scene. Actually, I know exactly what the way I'd phrase it, but I'm not going to because it's impolite.
Okay, and after we talked about date rape and everything before, how does being impolite stop you?
Well, it's just crude.
Again, where are you?
I don't know. I've lost track. We've been talking about so many different things.
Yeah, well, it's every week here. So crude and impolite has never stopped us before.
Yes.
So anyway, what were you saying?
Ankh basically says, okay, you can confess everything to me. I won't tell anyone. Everyone shows up. He tells them immediately.
Yes.
That's our Ankh.
Uh-huh.
And Kitamura's like, why? You promised. And Ankh's like, oh yeah, and this too.
Yeah, Ankh's great.
Of course, EG just apologizes.
Well, he's AG.
Yeah, he's AG.
Just kind of had to expect that from him.
And plus, you know, Hina's stupid. She won't know.
Well, it certainly
she's
seems
just
that
a girl.
Way. Well, yeah, it's even better because they send her off for tea while they talk about it.
and she hasn't even gone inside yet when they start talking about it.
Well, she also can't hear very well. If only there was a phone for her to answer at the same time.
We already have a secretary in the series.
It's Japan. All females are secretaries.
Besides, Satanaka hasn't been around lately.
And neither has Kogami, sadly.
Mm. Too bad.
That probably means he's up to something. Last time he disappeared, he was off in Europe getting purple medals.
Yeah.
Maybe so does that mean he'll come back with another boa?
Maybe he's in Scotland getting some plaid medals.
He should make a actual person-sized cake.
And pop out of it.
He's in America getting fat medals.
Whose mother is he visiting for them?
They're like really thick.
Really thick. They won't fit in the driver.
They're like the big Reese's cups.
Damn it, now I want a Reese's cup.
Yeah, actually, that would be pretty good. But I want the mini ones because you can eat more of them faster.
But there's like so much unwrapping with those, though.
It's worth it.
Not the
so
new
what meat. You really need is like those giant eggs that they have at Easter to full of peanut butter.
No, too much peanut butter. And too much chocolate. The little mini Reese's cups are like the perfect portion of each.
The best, though, is the white chocolate ones.
Why?
Because they taste better than the regular chocolate ones.
I've never been a fan of white chocolate, but then I don't like chocolate much to begin with. And now suddenly I want deviled eggs.
Are you pregnant?
I know that's sort of an odd leap.
Okay, so Kitamura and Eiji's favorite place at the amusement park they went to was the greenhouse.
Well, the stalker's favorite place, yes. At least.
Because
yeah, I don't get that.
Think of all the fun you can have at a greenhouse at a theme park.
I wonder what he was growing in there.
Wasn't his theme park.
Well, no, this
not mine, officer.
So, meanwhile, Date and Goto are in a nest.
Wrapped up in plastic bags, or...
What, they couldn't afford any duct tape?
So no, they used it all on that fat, yummy guy.
It looks like electric tape to me.
No.
It's a hefty bag.
Yeah. Which they
this
need.
This episode's got all kinds of slash fit stuff going on in it.
Oh, yeah.
More than usual for O's?
Yeah, a little bit more than usual.
Well, yeah, like there's that whole three-way between AG, Ankh, and what's his name?
Kitamura.
Whatever.
The Chris Matthews guy?
Yeah, Catamaran, whatever his name is.
Well, basically, we learned that if you're not ready for birth, it'll destroy your body, but he's probably ready anyway.
Yeah, go ahead. You'll be fine. What do I care?
That can't be nearly as bad as it sounds, right?
Of course not.
I'm fine. Why shouldn't anyone else be fine?
Yeah.
I didn't particularly like the combination of metals that AG used of the rhino, eel, and grasshopper.
Yeah.
Random at the face of it, but works out really well.
But yeah, it has one with the electricity power, as well, super effective against birds. One to jump that's, well, lets you reach the bird, and the other lets you just headbutt the bird.
And that's Goto's
one of those is a bug power, and that's weak to flying.
We also get a metal swap in this episode.
Yeah. Yep.
No more Shouta dildos.
Oh. But
they, no but more Shouta, period.
And they don't have enough metals to do Rata Rata anymore either.
Not yet. Still.
Well, it's good they're getting rid of the yell metals because they've been using the damn things like every episode since he got them.
Which should have been a sign that they were going to go away.
They got toys to sell, man. You know,
yeah, there's a reason the only other combo he has right now is Sagozo.
You know, they have
it seems like they barely used Sagozo at all.
They used it once since he got the medals back.
I mean, it was like around for like, what, 3 or 4 episodes, and it got taken away from him, and it just now came back.
Yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
Hope he uses it before he loses any.
He won't.
Anyone want to guess how long before he loses that one, too?
He'll probably lose all of the medals and just be left with the dinosaur medals at one point.
Yeah.
I can see that happening.
But that's okay because the dinosaur medals seem to be able to do anything. If he could just control them, he wouldn't need any other medals.
There's Deus Ex Machina medals.
Of course, by the time he can control them, they'll probably be a lot less awesome.
Yeah, as with all power-ups in Sentai shows, the first time you use them, that's the most powerful they'll ever be.
Well, the first time you use them, or any time you use them that you don't have full control over them, that's when they're awesome.
Just like right. Fang.
It's kind of like opening a 2-liter of soda.
And it's never as good afterward.
Yeah, it just goes flat.
Yeah. Well, that's why you put it in the refrigerator. It makes it stay carbonated longer.
But not forever.
No, not forever. Just long. Well, you know, you can get one of those pump tops for it. Keep it pressurized.
Pump top?
It pumps your mom top.
You put on it, you replace the cap with it, and it's got a pump on it to keep the bottle pressurized. Stop it from going flat so fast. No, like a bicycle
flat.
Your mom can't be flat. She's too fat.
That's your mom stood flat. In the Grand Canyon, she could average out to flat.
Your mom is so not flat that she exists in extra dimensions.
And there goes the sound quality again.
Not for me.
Not for me.
So in the end, Ankh stops Pudu Torano.
With his hand.
Yeah, he punches the axe.
And then he's smoking everywhere.
Because Ali is pretty smart, though, to realize that. And if he hits EG, then that combo's coming out.
Yeah. And also, Maki's smart to get the hell out of there because who knows what's going to happen if all 10 medals are together.
Yeah, at least Maki realizes it's dangerous.
Yeah. He's the first one to realize, so he just gets the hell out of there.
And smartly, Kazali agrees with him. Like, oh yeah, that makes sense. Okay, see ya.
Yeah. And he takes little Ankh with him. Although I wonder how much Ankh is correct in that if they merged, he would be in control of the body.
Well, Ankh does have all the memories.
Yeah, he seems to have the actual mind.
Yeah.
But, you know, if he's right about that, there'd be no reason to avoid the merging.
Yeah, maybe it's just me, but Ankh, too, has been really disappointing since he showed up.
You mean, he hasn't done a damn thing. Nothing?
It's like they built all this story about what's going on with Ankh, and they're like, oh, okay, well, here's his body. We're not really going to talk about it anymore. It's not really relevant.
Haha, fooled you.
Yeah. It was like they kind of dropped the ball in continuing the story once they actually gave the answer.
Well, it is kind of hard to follow up on that, isn't it?
And we have how many more episodes left?
15?
What was this one, 34?
Oh, yeah, about 15. Mm-hmm. Give or take a couple. Give or take.
Yeah.
Which means they still have some time to try something with it.
They won't. Somehow it's going to involve Dr. Maki absorbing more core metals.
Have a feeling he'll be, like, the final boss of the series?
Kind of seems that way.
Well, Foundation X shows up again.
Maybe that's where Kogami is right now.
Put on a white coat.
He's off Foundation X-ing. Yeah, he couldn't be Foundation X because they dress too sensibly.
We need to see more Foundation X.
We probably will at, like, a few episodes from the end and...
And then not again until the end of the next series.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Just as a thing to briefly show on the screen of something what next series gimmick will be.
Or something.
Or something, yes.
Yes, what will be Fose's gimmick?
Folding things.
Making you buy toys.
Yeah, it's something you gotta buy a whole lot of.
Well, let's see, we've had USB sticks and medals, and we had cards with Decade.
We've had cards like 3 to 4 times.
What about dice? Maybe he could play craps for his powers or something. In case he doesn't have kids gamble their earnings away.
Well, that's what they do when they try to buy the crap.
His belt can be a roulette wheel.
Yes. I'm thinking, does anyone think we may get like a 4-part Henshin system?
Yes.
That would be kind of ridiculous, though.
As opposed to...
I wouldn't put it past Bandai, but it would seem a bit difficult to implement, both show-wise and collectible-wise.
Never stopped them before.
But it's still a matter of what the gimmick would be. That's the thing.
It has to be something that's appealing and everyone will want.
So it's a rider with breasts?
Oh, it's your mom. I ride her all the time.
Well, no, okay. See, part of this is already taken care of, because if it's a rider thing, everyone will want it automatically, and therefore it will be appealing.
Well, if it's marbles.
No, they've already tried that. It's called Bakugan or some shit.
Maybe get transformed by using Tamashii Web exclusives.
He could barely henshin then.
He'd have to get somebody else to do it for him.
Well, no. Kamen Rider's in Japan,
so.
Of course, Ankh is basically middlemanning Oz's transformation, so we're a little late to that joke. But that's what we do here.
Ankh holds all the pogs.
Oh boy, pogs. That sure lasted all of 15 minutes, didn't it?
I had Power Rangers pogs.
So did I.
And see, it's actually worse that Fort Max had Power Rangers pogs, because he would have had to actually work more for it. Being that he would have been about three.
I got like 2 for $1 at the dollar store, like after they got clearanced out.
I don't understand how pogs ever seemed like a good idea.
You know, I don't either.
And then there's they even had a cart. There was even a Pogs cartoon.
How does that
There was.
How does that even work?
I don't know.
They can do it Yu-Gi-Oh! Style.
Well, they made a Creepy Cycles. Crawlers cartoon.
I remember the Crash Test Dummies cartoon.
Well, the one episode of it.
And their awesome toy line.
Yes.
Any toy line lets you run over animals and put babies in car wrecks. It's an instant win for me.
Well, when you put it that way...
The baby came with like a car seat and everything that you could choose not to strap him into and send him flying through the windshield. That's awesome.
Yeah, in a way, you gotta wonder how the toy line like that even got approved.
Like something awesome?
Approving it said, wow, that's great.
So it seems to be sending bad messages.
So?
Yeah. So next
it
week
still meant
O's,
that they could say that teaches traffic safety.
No, that's Car Ranger.
No, that's fighting for traffic safety.
So, what's next week on O's?
A Hina Focus episode.
I bet it won't be as good as the I'm episode.
Yeah.
Anyone think Uva's gonna die?
No,
that would be
lucky.
But it's going to be boring.
It would be too interesting if he died, so he can't die.
No.
He can't do anything interesting.
No. He could die in a boring way.
Like of old age?
Like that or just...
But basically what we're getting at here is he's not going to, like, die juggling chainsaws or anything.
Or die I'm fighting or something. Or if he dies fighting, it's going to be, like, some incredibly stupid reason that he dies.
Just looks like he's going to be fighting both Little Ankh and Kazali next episode. Not sure if he can survive that.
Maybe he'll absorb Little Ankh.
That would be interesting.
Well, he wouldn't be Uva anymore. I think for Uva to die, somebody has to remember that he's around. Which they rarely do.
He'll die off screen.
Because, you know, it just seems to be all about Kazali.
I wouldn't put that past them.
That's really the only way that it worked, and, like, wondering, like, wait, wasn't there this green guy?
Kind of dull.
Yeah, like, wasn't there this green guy who never really did anything?
Maybe that's his plan, wait for everyone to forget about him. And then...
It's working. Well, he didn't seem to have a problem with biding his time, what with his debt collection agency plan.
Well,
maybe he's trying to start that again.
Maybe it was his agency who loaned the money to the deadbeat in Gokaiger.
Well, you see, after the whole debt agency plan, his new plan is to take his investments from that and put them into a 401k. It was going to divvy up his portfolio, though, so it's balanced. And by the time he turns 60, then he'll be ready to attack.
Yes, that does sound like the most boring possible plan.
And I'm sure Uva will do exactly that.
No, see, that's what it's going to be. Uva is just going to disappear, and then he'll be the final bad guy in the series.
I hope that would be horrible.
Well, yeah, it's not like this is Ghostager. So, anyway. Anything else for this segment?
I don't think so.
AG can summon the metals at will.
Well, no, he did it once.
He has to be, just has to be constipated.
It's going to still take a little practice before AG can go Super Saiyan whenever he wants to. So anyway, I think it's time for a break.
Yay.
Up next is a review from Paladin.
Boo.
I... Okay, so up next is not a review from Paladin.
I've got a DN coming in the mail. I could review that if you're willing to wait a few days to put this up.
No. Unfortunately, I don't remember what Paladin is reviewing this week because it's been too long since he sent it to me. So,
Okay, then.
You'll be just as surprised as I will.
No, they won't. They won't listen to it.
Well, they won't know where I'm going to put it, so they can't just skip past it.
Maybe I'm surprised.
Maybe I'll just drop it in the very middle of power playback. Like, Barricade will be in the middle of a sentence, and suddenly it'll cut to you talking about whatever that was. Either Barricade
now we're
or
to superhero time, already in progress.
Either Barricade or Fort Meigs, I can't decide which.
Oh, like there's a difference.
We'll be right back.
Superhero time!
Hey everybody, it's your old friend John DeLuna, and do you like video games? Do you like people who like video games? Well, if so, you gotta listen to New Soundwave. It's the weekly video game podcast of record. News, rumors, in-depth discussion of new and retro gaming, plus the occasional contest or giveaway. So if you game, you gotta listen to New Soundwave. Check us out at tfradio.net, a proud member of the Transformers Internet Radio Network.
The third strike, you're on the Street Fighter 3.
It's time now for another Dynaman moment.
Your wheels are real cherry.
That's just like Dinah Pink. Oh, you bet.
How could you know?
Oh, kids.
How fast does she go?
Pretty fast from what I've heard.
We're not just talking about the motorcycle.
That's
either.
Not very nice.
Cut it out, you knuckleheads. Well, I'm gonna try this baby out.
Don't fall. Don't fall. Don't worry, Doc. I'm much too good looking.
Welcome back to Paladin's Place, and rejoice, for I have walked the path of heaven for this next Rider review here on Movie Month.
Kamen Rider Kabuto. Henshin.
Who the heck are you?
My grandmother once told me, the man who will rule the world walks the path of heaven.
Kamen Rider Kabuto could be considered the most textbook Rider series to date, incorporating all the classic elements from this franchise. insect-based heroes, constant motorcycle combat, a consistently looming enemy threat, and impressive character arcs throughout the entire series. This return to form after several years of radical alternate approaches was a big hit with fans and sellers. Today I'm offering my perspective on Kamen Rider Kabuto's title character, analyzing a figure from the toy series known as Core Figures, made while the show was still on the air. This Kabuto figure is a bulky, armored fighter, well insulated to guard against the worm's onslaught. I was afraid the armored parts, in particular the arms, would hamper Kabuto's articulation, but there actually is an elbow joint built right into the armor to grant Kabuto a greater level of poseability. Furthermore, the armor is light enough to not interfere with Kabuto's balance while posing. I'm certainly impressed with the design team's forethought in this case. For reference, this figure is slightly larger than a standard SH figure in both height and bulk, meaning scale between other riders isn't exact, but I'd say it's close enough to work. What else is there to say about this Kabuto figure? Well, two words. Cast off.
Cast off. Change Beetle.
By pressing the button on the Kabuto Zector belt, the heavy armor restraints are launched off, and I do mean launched. This armor is loaded on relatively powerful springs that I'm confident would indeed knock back any worms had they been prowling on my desk. And the resulting new form is the design most people think of when the name Kamen Rider Kabuto comes up. Red chest armor with his signature beetle horn helmet. It's much more visually impressive than the initial stage. This form allows Kabuto to access the signature combat power of the Masked Rider system, the ability to clock up and fight the alien worms on a hyper-accelerated Matrix-esque scale. For better or worse, the action figure series cannot replicate this feature. I'm sorry. And unfortunately, because of the launching points required for the armor system, Kabuto does lose articulation in some areas, specifically the upper arms and shoulders. This is disappointing, but Kabuto is still articulate enough to be enjoyable, at least I think so anyway, and the uniqueness of the cast-off system somewhat compensates for the lack of movement. Core Kabuto comes with his signature weapon, the kunai gun, a laser pistol that also functions as an axe and contains a small dagger in the axe handle for clock-up combat, all the necessary tools for worm hunting. My verdict on this cast-off rider? I'd say worth it. The Kabuto design is one of the best modern Kamen Riders to date, and the masked armor gimmick certainly sets it apart from others.
Maximum Rider Power!
If nothing else, the enjoyment I get from this figure proves that SH Figure Arts isn't always the only game in town for Kamen Rider collectors. Thanks again for listening, and stay tuned for the next Superhero Time.
From Beast Wars to Zeta Gundam, FigureReviews.com features a library of in-depth action figure reviews and high-quality photography reaching back to 2005.
XV and RAC carefully evaluate each figure and rate it on a non-numerical scale ranging from state-of-the-art to shoot-yourself, using a special formula based on years of toy reviewing experience.
Text, photos, video, audio, informative awesome in every format. FigureReviews.com.
And now for something completely uninteresting.
So we're back.
And we're sorry.
No, we're not.
Yes, no matter how hard we try, we can't make Barricade sorry he's here.
We'll just have to keep trying then.
Yes. So for power playback this week, it's the third week. Third week? Is it the third week?
Yep, third.
So it's still Rider Movie Month, and this week we watched the Kamen Rider Kabuto movie, Godspeed Love.
And it gave us none of the three.
It kind of gave us the first one.
What?
It gave us God Bless America.
Did it?
Yeah.
That repeatedly.
Okay, the first one doesn't count if you have to say the word why in front of it.
Or after it. So, Barricade, why don't you tell us about this? You're more Kabuto in tune than the rest of us. except for me, and I'm lazy.
So basically, this is an alternate reality movie where the meteor struck even harder and created... the world seems a bit Mad Max to me. Basically, there's very little water to go around. World's become a desert.
But there was no burning wells.
Tank girl?
Yeah. How are they going to destroy all the oceans in the world with a meteor strike? I mean...
Buzz.
It was the Ghost Eggers.
Yeah, they probably tried to prevent the meteor.
No, they probably broke... They probably... The meteor was actually that tower that, again...
The meteor was just a giant sponge and it absorbed all of the water. But yes, the point is that this time an even bigger meteor struck and it destroyed most of the water in the oceans. So, crap?
Mega crap.
Yeah, that's all salt water.
Oh, and the giant meteor was full of even more worms than the first time.
It undissolved the salt water tablet from the neurotoxin in Gokaiger.
But even though there's no water in the seas, Tendo can still go fishing.
Because he's Tendo.
Right. And he's got to have his mackerel.
But yes, in this universe, there is Zect and there is Neo Zect, who is a rebellion.
Well, who doesn't
want to rebel? It is led by Herkus, who no one gives a crap about. Drake, who I'm glad to see, but I'm pretty sure no one else really gives a crap about. And some lady who I don't really give a crap about.
Well, Drake is only good when he's doing makeup.
Which wasn't in this movie at all, wasn't it?
Right. Well, without any water, you can't really do makeup. Because how would you
find an alternative?
Yes, I'm sure there's always charcoal. Not sure that would really be what you're going for, though. What? I don't know. Barricade?
This movie has three new exclusive riders, two who I couldn't care less about, one who's a little interesting, but
and all of which were sold as Tamashii Web exclusives, right?
I don't know.
Well, that's my prediction, and I'm sticking to it.
I know a friend who's selling a Keteros figure art for 20, but it's Keteros, so...
Ooh. So nobody gives a f***.
Exactly. But yeah, civil war going on between Zect and Neo Zect, and Tendo basically...
goes through the whole thing and is Tendo.
Well, come what may, Tendo will be Tendo.
And also, some girl ends up dying because she's sick because... she's
meteor
sick
cancer.
Somehow because she's caught sickness from the meteor that crashed 5 years ago.
But she gets married right before she dies.
That's Hiyori. She's one of the main characters from the regular series.
You have a relationship between her and Kagami in this.
Yeah. Well, that kind of goes along with the whole getting married before she dies part. Of course, I don't know. It's Japan. There's arranged marriages, too.
And nothing happens in the first half of the movie.
And that's when Fort Max stopped watching.
Not unlike Kabuto.
Still more interesting version.
Fort Max never even tried to watch Kabuto. What?
Still more interesting than Decade.
No, stuff happens. You just don't understand any of it.
Decade's great spectacle.
Decade was better than this.
Well, I'm saying Decade's Kabuto world, specifically.
Oh.
Okay, yeah, that was worse than this.
Yeah, well.
But yeah, the Zect is planning something. It is to make a giant clock-up machine that will somehow open a wormhole to bring another meteor.
A comet, or where. Somehow bring a comet in to fill up Earth's oceans.
As long as they don't run it into Ivan Ooze.
Well, that would be a comet on fire. That would have made this movie so much better.
Ivan Ooze makes every movie better.
No, I mean a comet on fire would have made this movie better.
Would you throw the movie into the comet? Because that still would have made it better.
I think the fact that this movie has gravity in space is pretty amazing.
doesn't all sci-fi put gravity in space?
Yeah, but at the same time, most of them also allow breathing in space.
Well, yeah.
And that wasn't the case here.
Now, like they fall off the satellite and fall back to Earth.
Now, am I misremembering, or did Tendo use Clock Up to run up to the satellite?
Igami,
I think that's
did...
what happened. What? What?
Oh, I'm getting the part mixed up. I thought... I remember he and Kagami clocked up into the shuttle, but...
I don't know, there was some completely inexplicable use of clock up to get to the space station.
The point is, during the raid, there are several betrayals. The girl who nobody cares about betrays Daisuke Drake. He dies. Keteros dies. No. Keteros goes up into space and then he dies. Hercus dies fighting Caucasus.
Who plays the bee? I like the bee.
The bee wasn't in this, was he?
He was.
Barely.
Briefly.
It was the
Not
first
nearly enough.
Bee.
Did he die?
Well, better
Probably.
Than the sword got in this movie.
The bee is awesome because he's bee themed.
Actually, he's wasp.
Wasps are kind of bee.
You
if
know,
they have yellow stripes and they're stingy, that means that they're bees.
That's a yellow jacket.
So he was probably ruling the planet after everyone else left.
No, that would be the cockroach rider.
No, I was thinking a waspinator.
Oh. Yes, but then he'd get thrown off on a catapult later.
Well, the whole continuity of the movie is pretty much thrown off on a catapult later, so what does that matter?
Wait. Later? I thought that happened pretty early on.
And consistently throughout.
Well, the movie is its own continuity, so it doesn't matter.
Until it actually restarts the continuity of the series.
Oh, we'll get to that.
At least that's what they implied.
Well, it does make some stuff in the series sort of make sense, kind of.
But not really.
No, nah, this is pretty much completely separate from the series.
But it could work.
So in other words, it's like Tomy saying the movie and Car Robots is G1.
Mm. Yeah, kind of like that. But anyway, it turns out Hiyori is Tendo's sister, which is from the show. Nice little bit of foreshadowing there, I have to admit.
I think that's called spoiling, actually.
Mm. Well, that would imply if you hadn't seen the show first.
Well, it was slightly different than the show.
And then stuff happens and stuff, and they fight in space.
And Kabuto goes hyper.
After I gotta admit, I hate hyper. Kabuto hyper mode.
After he steals the hyper Zector from what's his name.
I just think it's ugly.
It's not
which
bad.
Which was the one that had the hyper Zector?
The one that Caucasus? Had the hyper Zector?
Yeah, which one was that?
The one we don't care about because he doesn't appear anywhere else and doesn't matter.
But which one was it?
We'll just say Kabutops and go with it.
It's Caucasus.
Kaka what's now?
Taco sauce goes great on tacos.
I gave your mom my cock sauce.
Point is, it's part of a D-end complete.
Okay, Fort Max, you're not allowed to say that word.
What? Why?
Because it doesn't sound right when he says it.
Nothing sounds right when
it's
he
like
says it.
Listen to your little sister curse.
Fort Max, you have a little sister?
Nope.
Well, there goes that comedy potential. Do you have an older sister?
Nope.
Oh. Only child?
I have a younger brother.
Oh, that's right. I remember you mentioning that now. But that's not funny.
Neither was his comment.
So anyway, what happened?
I think there was a Kabuto movie at some point.
Yeah, Kabuto suddenly gains time travel powers because he can go so fast he can go back in time. So he takes the comet meteor that's going to bring more worm to the planet and takes it back in time to crash into the first meteor, making the collision not as damaging.
And preserving a secret identity so Lois doesn't know who he is.
So let's see. They've now ripped off Tank Girl, Mad Max, Superman, and Power Rangers the movie.
And probably Flash in there somewhere.
Flash Gordon?
Flash?
No, the Flash.
Oh. And he ends up giving himself the Kabuto Zector in the past.
And the belt.
No, just the belt.
The
Zector hadn't chosen him yet.
So they also rip off Green No More.
Well, the series was already kind of doing that anyway. Of course, the series will later give a different explanation for how he got the belt in the first place.
Which is kind of what Green No More does, too.
Yeah, except Green No More does all of its not making sense all at once. And then your head hurts.
My head hurts.
Is we get a brand new timeline thanks to his meddling, and Hiyori should still be alive.
Well, she'll die again later.
Well, yeah, but, you know, you can only do a little.
But that was Kabuto the movie. Kind of boring.
Sadly, a lot like Kabuto.
I like Kabuto the series just fine.
Yeah.
The movie's always been kind of blah. But, you know, I had to get 5 writer movies planned out, and I didn't want to use Shin.
Why?
Well, why use Shin when we can have Kabuto?
Stuff happens in Shin, I assume.
Yeah, Shin would have been better than this.
Okay, but the only important part of Shin we've already seen in that YouTube video.
And it's at the very end of Shin.
It still would have been better, in the way that Revenge of the Fallen is better than Energon.
I don't know about that.
No, yeah. I disagree with that because I've seen Revenge of the Fallen, and I haven't seen Energon, so therefore Energon is better.
You probably want to keep that status of what you've seen of Energon.
I still mean
he can watch the first 6 or 7 episodes of Energon and be just fine.
Yeah,
or just watch the first third of the series twice, and well. That's pretty much the entire series.
Okay. Minus a third.
Disclosure here. I did watch the first 8 episodes of Energon with some kind of weird Filipino or Korean subtitles on it. The naming was interesting. Hotshot, his name was Court. K-O-R-T, Court.
How does that even work?
I do Barada Nikto, but I don't think that works.
Yeah, so I had to relearn everybody's names in it, including Autobots and Decepticons, because they weren't called that either.
What were they?
I don't remember. Court is the one that I can remember now. It's been so long, so...
Oh, that's too bad. That sounds like a good story.
Yeah.
I still maintain my theory. Watching a train wreck is more entertaining than watching an endless discussion of whether or not there will be a train wreck.
Also, our planets.
Our missiles?
No, that's from something interesting.
Same voice actor, though. Yeah, why was this Kabuto movie so dull?
Why is this Kabuto movie?
Let's see who wrote it. Hold on a second.
It's a shame, because I really like the Kabuto rider design.
Shoji Yonemura.
And I really like the series. This movie's just not good.
And you've watched it before, so that means you knew it was not good when you wanted us to watch it.
Hmm. Apparently, the guy who wrote it also wrote the Kabuto series, Decade series, after replacing Sho Akiwa and Hibiki.
What? Yeah, that explains a lot.
Who replaced me?
He said Hibiki.
Oh.
We're replacing you with Hibiki now.
Kamen Rider Hey Mickey.
I'm pretty sure you've done that Photoshop a few times.
Not specifically, no.
But you've given him an idea. Not sure how he would actually enact that one, though.
About as well as I did the double ones, I'm assuming. Which is to say poorly.
It might work somewhat with Rider Man.
You can probably do something with Masked Rider the First. Because as I recall, they ended up taking their helmets off sometimes. So that might work for you. But yeah, I mean, I like Kabuto, the TV series version. I just don't understand why the movie's bad.
Because they decided to do it out of continuity?
That has nothing to do with it.
Well, if they had decided to do something in continuity, then we wouldn't have gotten this story.
It could have been something out of continuity where stuff happened.
Well, Fort Max, you just didn't watch long enough. Because something sort of happened after you stopped watching.
Yeah, Kabuto gets good.
No, I mean, I'm talking about the movie Barricade.
Oh.
So, I mean, it doesn't get good, but something does kind of happen. What are you doing?
I'm howling God Bless America. I'm giving you a soundtrack for your speech.
I wasn't aware it was a speech.
Oh, I thought you were speeching. Sorry.
Good effort, though.
Though, why did that girl keep humming God Bless America?
Now, what is up with that?
Did they not have to pay royalties for that song?
They just figured no one in Japan would know what that song was.
I don't remember her doing that in the series. So yeah, just like everything else in the movie, I have no idea.
Basic point, if you're going to watch the Kabuto series, no need to watch this.
Pretty much.
No, if you're not going to watch the Kabuto series, no reason to watch this.
Yeah, that sums it up.
I just wish somebody would have told me before I watched this for the first time that I didn't need to watch this.
You know, I wish that too. I wish I knew someone that was capable of doing that.
Maybe next time.
Next time, Gadget?
But no, not really.
So it is next time.
Something happens in the first, right?
We can only hope.
Well, it's at least better than this. So we still got like 15 minutes to kill. Somebody talk about something.
I'm gonna start watching Blade.
Why?
Because I have the toys and I need to justify my purchases.
No, you don't.
Why did you buy them before you watched the series? What if you end up hating the series?
And you probably will.
Well, I liked the Decade version. I just had no idea how off the market was.
You thought that Blade was actually about writers that worked in an office building?
Well, corporation writers.
You thought Decade was on the mark about anything?
I thought it was close. It would be at least close.
If Blade was like this, it probably would have been more interesting.
I still think Blade is the ugliest suit in the Heisei era.
Yes, and the other writers in the series are even worse.
It's hard to imagine anything worse than Decade's final form.
Oh, there's a lot worse.
You've seen Dien's final form.
Yeah, but I dislike Decade's form more.
Why?
Yeah, it just strikes me as being stupider somehow.
And but Blade, Dien's... so... Go ahead. But...
I was going to say, the end is basically walking around with a slot machine on his chest.
It's got skull on it. How is that a bad thing?
Well, but Decade, he's got like a garland of playing cards, like it's a Christmas tree. He just needs a little star on top of his head and some twinkling lights.
No, that's his own card on his head, not a star.
And the Blade suit is so ugly and uninspired, even Figo Arts doesn't want it.
Well, it's not that bad looking.
Lost XP.
Yo.
It's not terribly exciting, but it's not bad looking.
That's part of my problem with it. It's boring compared to all the others, I think.
Ah, so you're going for it. It's too middle of the road?
Yeah.
What?
Blade. The suit.
Maybe we should have watched Agito's movie instead.
Is that in continuity?
Yeah.
Does stuff happen?
Maybe that's why I chose Kabuto's movie, because it's specifically not in continuity with the series and doesn't exactly require, you know, existing knowledge.
Oh well, live and learn.
Well, it's not like we ever have to watch it again. I mean, I managed to avoid watching it for a second time.
Bastard.
Well, what, did you watch it more than once?
I'm not even convinced I watched it once.
See, so you can't complain at me about it because you didn't have to suffer through it any more than I did.
But if I didn't complain at you about shit, we wouldn't have a show.
Well, we would. Hey. There would just be a lot less bitching from somebody with a goofy voice.
You just have to get someone else with a goofy voice.
So it wouldn't be as entertaining of a show, I admit. Maybe Mickey can be funnier.
Waka waka waka.
That too.
I'm sorry, that's not funny on this day.
What?
That's not funny on this day.
I can't tell what Mickey's saying.
It doesn't matter.
That's not funny on this day.
Okay, so even when I can tell what he's saying, it makes no sense.
This is the day that Jim Henson died.
Is it?
Yep, 21 years.
Huh. Well, that's odd. Well, no wonder it sucked.
Maybe you should do one of the various Deno movies.
Well, that's one.
What'd you say?
You lose him again.
I probably. Yeah.
He kinda cut off.
Yep. We lost him.
Oh well. Hope he doesn't lose the record.
I think it's fine
now.
We just give this episode a mercy killing.
Mm. Yes, let's flush this shit.
So, this has been Superhero Time, and,
if you're still listening, there's something wrong with you.
We're sorry.
You know, we shouldn't have front-loaded all that date rape stuff, because we need something to fill time with right now.
Yeah, because really, if you're date raping, you want to backload that shit. Let's cram as much as you can to the back end of it.
So apparently on our show, date rape makes everything better.
Not really, it's still the show.
And yet somehow it becomes funnier to listen to. But you know what they say, it's always funny until somebody loses an eye.
From date rape.
So anyway, I think we better end this show before you lose your connection again.
Well, no, since I lost my connection, we basically got screwed out of the last 10 minutes of talking.
No, oh, well.
So we gotta create another 10 minutes or so to fill the space.
Yeah.
I'm recording.
I don't care, I wasn't there.
What did I do to deserve this? Oh yeah, that's right. Now I remember.
What was it?
Manslaughter.
This is
part of community service.
Yeah. Exactly what part of this is serving the community?
I serve as your mother. She's big enough to be a community.
She eats as much as the community.
In a day.
Your mom can house a community.
In her vagina.
Yes.
Her mouth, too, technically, but she's community. Always been swallowing whatever you put in there, so.
I know Fort Max was trying to say something, but I don't really care.
Your mom serviced the entire community.
Thought we did
for
that
a nickel
movie.
Each.
Uh-huh. So, anything else going on?
It's hailing in Mexico.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know they had hail in Mexico.
Apparently they do.
Okay, so if you get hail out of the sky, is it safe to drink that water?
I don't think it would be safe to do in America.
Why? It's just rain.
But I can't stand the rain against my window.
That's what you have wipers for.
Well, then blame it on the rain.
Why don't they make wipers for windows on your house?
They should. That would be
I
awesome.
Mean, why not? There's no good reason that you wouldn't want to have the rain cleared away from your house windows.
They should put them on shower doors, too.
I always want them for my glasses. Because it's kind of inconvenient to go outside in the rain wearing glasses.
I wouldn't know.
Because you don't go outside in the rain?
Because I don't have glasses.
You don't?
Nope.
Weren't you wearing glasses them? Last time I saw you?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm sure you were.
Ben was wearing glasses, maybe.
No, Ben wasn't wearing them.
Well, he had his contacts in then.
I'm sure you were wearing glasses. You must be remembering incorrectly.
Perhaps.
So, did we lose Barricade?
No, I'm still here.
Damn.
Well, Paladin stole my joke.
That's kind of what I do. That and your mother.
I thought it was Fort Max's job to step on other people's jokes and ruin them.
No, he steps on other people's throats and ruins them.
Fort Max what? Just steps all over all of us. Because he's Fort Max.
It's show over. Can I go?
I don't know. How drunk are you?
Not at all.
Why not?
I wouldn't be complaining.
You should have been drinking.
I have been. The show's been sobering me up too fast.
Then drink more.
Did you drink before you tried to watch the Kabuto movie?
No, because I watched it like 8 in the morning.
Oh.
That's no excuse.
I was just thinking alcohol probably would have helped that.
Alcohol and subtitles typically don't go well together.
Probably if you drink enough, you can understand the Japanese.
Well, that depends on how strong it is.
It's vodka, not spice melange.
Oh, this is going to be such a mess. Ooh. Yes, I suppose, for better or worse, that will be the end of the show this week.
Thank you.
What a train wreck.
I blame Barricade.
No, clearly this is all Decade's fault.
No, because, see, you know, the last couple weeks we were doing pretty good, and then Barricade was here this week, and the show was terrible, so.
No, I think it's having Barricade and Hey Mickey in the same show. That
Yeah, maybe we're reactive or something.
But that should be good. All right, well, everybody, thanks for listening, and Mask Rider the First is next week, and that's probably a little better than Kabuto.
So yeah, only hope.
Maybe.
All right. See you next time.
So long.
Bye now.
Bye.
See ya.
This has been Superhero Time with your hosts, XV, Hey Mickey, Paladin, and Fort Max. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Superhero Time is a Radio Free Cybertron production. Copyright 2011, Radio Free Cybertron.
What we need is for Hey Mickey to hate Barricade and just be all completely hostile toward him. Then it would be entertaining. Yeah. We need some tension among the group here for interest.
Try a different combination of liquor and pills.
I'll get some gin next time. That'll piss me off.
Really?
The gin gives me a headache, so I get kind of upset.
Oh.
Do you hit people with your staff?
By staff, he means cane.
Whatever it is that makes the monsters grow.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
See, I was taking that for an old joke, not a Rita joke.
Well, it's kind of an old Rita joke, so yeah.
Besides, Fort Max would be the target for the Rita jokes because he's the one who did the whole after 10,000 years I'm free speech. That ran in an intro a few months ago.
It did?
Yes. Yes, Paladin, you should listen to the show once in a while.
My version of the one from that clip on at the end of one of the
yeah that one
episodes that was online. Yeah.
Oh, that.
That was the vaguest sentence ever.
That's our Ford Max.
That show with the clip for the end of the Was One Time that I did.
With Nick was buzzing.
I had shows and sound and lights and pretty colors and nice ladies.
Nice ladies.
I think I slipped a horrible impersonation there at the end, but